Similarly, the old history has fallen apart. Not only the cosmos of the scripture, but the history. Already Sir Walter Raleigh, who was a great mariner, observed when he reached the American shores the number of the animals here, the new species that had never been named before in the old world. And he thought, well, how could you have fit these into the ark? And it was already obvious that the story of the flood was a mere myth. That is to say, a theory that could not be factualized. Further, the sort of view of human history that Darwin's evolutionary theory opened up puts the origins of mankind hundreds of thousands of years back. We now date the first hominids at the time of the first glacial period, perhaps 600,000 or some date of 1 million BC. And again, the little story in scripture has collapsed. There was no flood. There was no universal flood. And if we reckon the first hominids as the first man, his son did not build the first cities. The first cities were not built for another 600,000 years. So again, there's a little kindergarten story there that the magnitude of the modern scientific view has simply rendered childish. The experience of awe before the wonder of mankind is now something far greater than anything that first book of the Bible can give us. Still further problems arose with the findings of archaeology. For example, the period in Egyptian history that is supposed to have been that of the Exodus is one very well documented in Egyptian texts. It's the period of Ramses II and Merneptah. There's no record anywhere of those seven plagues. There's no record anywhere of anything even comparable. And the pharaoh, who is supposed to have been drowned with his army in the Red Sea, we have his mummy. It's not at the bottom of the Red Sea at all. The texts in which these stories appear have been analyzed. And they're found to have been extremely late. The Pentateuch, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, were edited together of a number of manuscripts as late as the 3rd century BC. And these documents date from about the 9th century to about the 3rd. One notices, for instance, that there are two accounts of the flood in the Bible. The editor was not too careful, you might say. In one, Noah is told to bring into the ark two animals of every kind. In the other, he is told to bring seven pair of every clean and two of every unclean beast. Similarly, there are two stories of creation, the one in chapter 2 and the one in chapter 1. In chapter 2, man is created, then the plants, then the animals, and then Eve is drawn from his rib. In chapter 1, first, God says, let there be light, and so forth, and we have the 7 days, the animals, and so forth, and man and woman are created simultaneously. These are two stories. The story in chapter 1 dates from about the 3rd century. The story in chapter 2 dates from about the 9th. Moreover, comparative mythology and anthropology have shown that comparable stories appear all over the world. When Cortes arrived in Mexico, he and his company, who had come, among other things, to carry the faith, the cross, and the one true religion, found so many parallels to their own belief. Among the Aztecs, that they were hard put to explain it. Here were great temples representing the spheres of the universe, like the medieval Mountain of Purgatory. There were 13 heavens with choirs of angels, 9 hells filled with demons, and there was a deity, Quetzalcoatl, whose symbol was the cross, and who died and was to be resurrected. The Padres invented 2 theories to explain this phenomenon. One theory was that St. Thomas, the apostle to the Indies, had reached the American shores and had preached the gospel. But that being so far removed from the center of truth, namely Rome, the doctrine deteriorated, and what they were observing was a degenerate development of their own teaching. The other theory that was proposed by many, many of the serious thinkers was that the devil was throwing up parodies of the Christian teaching in order to frustrate the mission. There were stories of the virgin birth, of death and resurrection, and the whole treasury of motifs. Furthermore, when in the 19th century systematic studies were made of the religions and mythologies of mankind throughout the world, innumerable parallels were found. China, with the Buddhist heavens and hells, India, with the Hindu heavens and hells and purgatories, and then looking back into the deeper, darker backgrounds, ancient Egypt had its stories of like kind. The mythology of Osiris is actually a model for the mythology of the Christ. Now, in each of these cases, each of these great civilizations regarded itself as the center of the universe, regarded the barbarians or Gentiles as aliens in God's domain, regarded themselves as the bearers of the mandate, so that we have a number of symbolic centers representing the center of things. And in the modern world, these are being smashed, along with that wonderful image of the medieval universe.